My brothers and sisters, here we are tonight, and we are with Christ. We know that Christ rose from the dead in secret, at night, in the middle of the night. And that's why we're here tonight, because we are with Christ as he rises from the dead. Christ rises tonight as a warrior. That's what our reading said. Like the warrior who conquered as they walked through the waters of the Red Sea and conquered the enemy. Christ entered into all of our suffering, all of our sin, all of our lies and wounds and darkest of places within us that we've brought to light in this time of Lent. All these places that we brought to him, Christ enters into them. He enters into death itself, and Christ conquers. He defeats Satan, the one who has lied to you, the one who has convinced you that you can find happiness without God. And he's gone to the depths of that. He's destroyed Satan and his kingdom. And he's brought you and me with him and risen us from the dead and brought us into the kingdom of light. He is risen from the dead. Hallelujah. And so stay with him. Stay with Jesus. You know, I once heard the resurrection compared to being born. And I thought it was a pretty good comparison. So I'm going to use that a little tonight as I start. That a baby in the womb, it knows this whole world. It has this whole world in the womb. Really consider this truly. We believe in the life in the womb. Babies experience this. Even if they can't think, if they can't, they experience what? They experience warmth. They experience security and safety of the womb. They experience the voice of the mother. They feel loved, protected in the womb. Have you ever wondered if babies want to come out? Moms have probably wondered this. He doesn't want to come out, right? I mean, honestly, on some instinctive level, there has to be a sense in them where they're safe where they are. They don't want to be born. It looks scary and it's painful. Why would I want to do that? But what the baby doesn't realize is that there's a whole world out there. There's a world that this baby does not know even exists. That mother's voice has a face and has arms to cradle and cuddle her and hold her and to nourish and feed her. That baby doesn't even know that she has a father. She doesn't even know that she has a whole world out there, a family, other people, trees, and the sun, and the stars, and the wind on your face. That baby doesn't realize that there's a world out there. My brothers and sisters, you guys, when you think of the resurrection, I want you to think of that. There's a whole other world out there. That's the point. That we so often we get caught here and in this world thinking that this is all there is. And we look to be fulfilled here in this world. But Jesus is showing us today that there's a whole other world. In the resurrection, Jesus entered into that world. That's what the resurrection is. And I've been listening to the Catechism in a year. If you've been, it's been amazing. In fact, this week, they just went through all of these things. They went through the passion, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus in the Catechism. The timing was awesome. It was so good. What happens in the Jesus' resurrection is something completely new. It's not like Lazarus who was raised back to life again. When Jesus rises from the dead, he enters into a whole new existence. His body is raised and it's united with his soul again, but it's in a completely new way. We say it's divinized. His body and his soul are filled with the life of God. He's eternal. He's immortal. It's the same body. He's got the same wounds. They're still there. He shows them, but it's different. He's not confined by space and time. He can appear and be there and there. St. Paul simply says, he is now the man of heaven. He is the man of heaven. It's a new existence. I want you to think, when Jesus ascended into heaven, his humanity, the Catechism says it this way, he entered into and was inserted into the life of the Trinity. Now, he's already God, but his humanity, the human part of him, enters heaven. It's inserted into the very life of the Trinity. I get it. These are heady things that I'm saying and we're thinking about, right? But it's like trying to explain to a baby in the womb what the world is like. Jesus in his humanity, he enters into a perfect relationship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And he lives in that perfect relationship with God for all of eternity. You see, heaven is not, if I approach it from the backwards way, sometimes it is easier for us. Heaven is not where we go and do all the things that we love about earth for all of eternity. I'm not going to go to heaven and play golf and play cards and go dancing for the rest of all of eternity. All right? Frankly, if that's all that heaven is, okay, I don't want to go there. Like, boring, you know? Like, after about a week, I'd be dead. I'm done. For all of eternity, what are we going to do? Heaven is so much more, you guys. It's hard to say anything more than that. We can't imagine. When Jesus will bring us into heaven, he inserts us into the love, the joy, the peace, the complete satisfaction and fulfillment of every desire we've ever had and ever will have for all of eternity. It's a whole other world. It's a whole other life. And so if you find yourself sitting there saying, yes, Father, I want that. That's why I'm here tonight. Well, here's the best news. You don't have to wait until heaven to live that life. You can already live that relationship with God right now. And that's what St. Paul says in many of his letters, but right in our letter tonight, in the letter to the Romans. St. Paul says, are you unaware that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Don't you realize that when we were baptized, we died with Christ? We really died with him. Indeed, we were buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life. When we were baptized, we died and we rose with Christ. Which means that now we are already living the resurrection. You are already living the resurrection right now. Because you've risen with the life of God in you. You say, Father, well, it doesn't look like it. My body can't exactly go all over the place wherever it wants to, right? It doesn't feel very eternal, very immortal, right? Okay, obviously, I'm not yet like the body of Jesus, right? True. That will happen only in the final resurrection when Christ returns, right? But I do already have a relationship with him. And I just finished saying, that's what heaven is. Heaven is a relationship with God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that we live in for all of eternity. And you already have that. Let me put it another way. You know that every year I go on an 8-day retreat. Why? Because I believe that we believe that we can actually live with Jesus right now. Otherwise, spending 8 days would just be me sitting alone. But I believe that I'm actually not alone. That Jesus is actually with me there. I go to be with him, the one who I love and the one who loves me. That's what a retreat is. That's what happens every time that we turn to him. Every time that we pray, as I got to the end of my retreat and was praying with the resurrection, the image for me was the divine mercy image, which I'm sure almost all of you know. Jesus, who's the Jesus I trust in you with the rays coming out of his heart, right? And right where his hand is held up to his robe, he's opening his robe to where his heart is. And that's where the rays are coming from. And as I prayed, I just kept getting drawn right there, right to that place. As if Jesus was saying to me, here, Craig, here. This is where you live. This is everything. It's right here. Craig, this is your priesthood. This is your life. It's me. It's being with me. With nobody else, with nothing else. Only me. Right here. It's a place where Jesus was so close. There was intimacy. It wasn't any mystical experience, but it was just the sense that I knew how close he was and how I was close to him. It was a piece of that love, that joy, and that peace of heaven. That Jesus was putting some of that life of the Trinity into me. That, my brothers and sisters, is what it means to be Christian. That's what it means to be Christian. To be baptized. To have a relationship with Jesus Christ. With the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is inviting you here into the intimacy and the love of his heart. That you can live already now, right here in your life. That is the other world. That's what it is. That is the new life of heaven. When we ask God to give us that life, when we say, Lord, send that life upon us, we don't mean give us lots of numbers, give us lots of money, give us lots of success, give us all kinds of things in the worldly sense. Give us all those things, Lord. That is not what we mean when we ask for life. When we ask for life, the life Jesus is talking about, that means when we see someone coming alive, when we see our parish, when we see the world, when we see our church coming alive, what it means is this. Where do you see people handing their life over to Christ? Where do you see people placing their trust completely and totally in him? Where do you see people giving more and more of themselves to Christ, living in a daily, real relationship with Jesus Christ? And yes, that will be answered by things we see then happen in their life. They begin to pray daily. They begin to go to mass. They begin to go to adoration and go to confession and enter a Bible study or small groups or just Christian friendships to support them. But all of those things that are exterior, they're coming from something in here. Something's happened in here. That something has come to life in them. That Jesus is placing the life of God and pouring it into their hearts. That is the love of God being poured into them. The love of God through which he conquered, through which he won. My brothers and sisters, that's life. Let me end by just saying this. If you're wearing a cross today, or if you have a cross hanging in your room, in your house, and God willing, I pray that you do, all right? What that means is this. That it's my profession to the world and to myself that I have already died to this world. That just as Christ died on the cross to this world, I also with him, I have died to this world. And now I live only for him. That's what the cross means. It means that everything in this world is my profession. That everything that this world has to offer me means nothing. Means truly nothing. In fact, St. Paul says it has all become rubbish to me. Compared with the love of Christ. If I do not have the love of Christ, if I'm not living in a relationship with him every day, if my life is not being inserted into the life of the Trinity, it's the profession that there's a whole other world out there. And it's so much more than what this world has to offer. And so, my brothers and sisters, stay with Jesus.